Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 28th of February 1972. The title is, Do Not Wait for the Time, but Be a True Effort Maker Who Remains Ever Ready. Do not wait for time, but be a true effort maker who remains ever ready. Just as the time for the examination is coming close, are you also having a practical vision or a practical experience of your perfect stage? Just as the number one soul used to experience his perfect stage in a practical way whilst walking and moving around, in the same way, do you experience your perfect stage to be very close and clear to you? The stages of both the effort maker Brahma and the perfect Brahma were very clear. Similarly, do you experience your perfect stage to be just as clear and close? Do you experience yourself to have one stage 1 minute and another stage the next minute? He used to experience his future form right then in the Sakar form. No matter how busy you are in your work, you always need to have your perfect stage in front of you and know that you have now almost reached that stage. When you bring your perfect stage close, so time will also similarly come close. Will time bring you close or will you bring the time close? What has to happen? From that side, time will come close, and from this side, you will come close. Both will come together. It can happen at any time, but you always need to keep yourself ready in the effort of coming close to your perfect stage such that you don't have to wait for time. An effort maker should always remain ever ready. No one should have to wait. You should have made all the preparations. We will bring time close, not that time will bring us close. This is the intoxication that you should have. The closer you see your perfect stage in front of you, to that extent, souls of the world will continue to have clear visions of your final karmatit stage. You can judge from this whether the time of you becoming an image that grants visions and grants visions to the world is close or not. Time is racing ahead very fast. You are experiencing the speed of time to be moving fast, are you not? According to that, your perfect stage should also be clear and close. When you see the stage physically, you understand that it is just ahead and you have to go there. In the same way, your perfect stage should also be experienced to be just as easy. It is a matter of just a second. Now, create a plan or a scheme to come close in a second. It does take time to create plans, but once you have that stage, it will not take time. You do understand that revelation is coming close, do you not? The atmosphere and attitudes are changing, and you should understand from this too how the time for revelation is coming close very quickly. Difficult things are becoming easy. Your thoughts are becoming practical. Fearlessness and determination in your thoughts are signs of being close to your perfect stage. Both of these are visible, are they not? Together with your thoughts, Your result should also be clearly visible. Together with this, the attainment of fruit should also be clearly visible. This is the thought, and this is its result. This is the action, and this is its fruit. Do you experience this? This is known as practical and instant fruit. Acha. Just as the three forms of the Father are well known, in the same way, do you continue to have visions of your own three forms? Just as the Father has the awareness of his three forms, in the same way, whilst walking and moving around, you should have the awareness of your three forms and that you are Master Trimurti. All three acts should continue simultaneously. It should not be that the time for establishment is separate from the time for the act of destruction. No, you are continuing to create a new creation and at the same time destroying the old. You have to continue to destroy devilish sanskars and weaknesses at the same time. You are bringing about new sanskars and finishing old sanskars. You are not able to achieve success because you are not in your perfect form, the form of a Shakti and a destroyer. There is success when you have both these forms together. By remembering these two forms, you will automatically remember your deity form. The awareness of both these forms would be said to be the stage of the final effort. 1 minute you are in the Brahmin form, and the next minute in the Shakti form. Whatever form you need to be in at any time, to be able to adopt that form and to engage yourself in action with that form is the practice you now need to have. You will only be able to practice this when you have the practice of becoming soul conscious in 1 second. You should be able to stabilize your intellect wherever you want. This practice is very essential. Those who have such practice are able to be successful in any task. You can understand that those who have the power to mold themselves are real gold. You are able to blend your physical organs wherever you want, are you not? If you are not able to bend them, it would be considered to be some form of illness. In the same way, you should be able to steer your intellect just as easily. It should not be that the intellect steers you in some other direction. The memorial of such a perfect stage has also been remembered. Day by day, you experience this transformation in yourself, do you not? It is when you watch the sanskars, nature, or weaknesses that you come down. So now, day by day, you have to bring about this transformation. While seeing and knowing someone's nature and sanskars, your intellect's yoga should not be pulled towards that, but instead, you should simply have good wishes for that soul. Hear about it on the one hand and finish it on the other. Acha Om Shanti.